The other great feast days that we celebrate today is, of course, Our Lady of the Rosary on Saturday. And for those who joined us on our pilgrimage down to D.C. this past Saturday, the Dominican Rosary pilgrimage, we kicked off October, that month of the Rosary, by making a pilgrimage and praying that Rosary together. And so tonight, especially, we ask Our Lady, patron of the Rosary, to watch over and to protect all who are sick, those for whom this holy hour is offered each week. That in the hospitals, the Rosary is a prominent feature. It's probably the most common religious symbol. You know, it's hanging off of people's beds or wrapped around their hands. We give out, I don't know how many thousands of rosaries every year. That is a great comfort and promise. Even just the physical and tangible thing that you can touch and feel, that you can remember that in this hospital bed you are not alone, because Our Lady is there with you. And the prayer of the Rosary, too, is a perfect prayer for all the time, of course, but especially, I think, when we are sick, because it is repetitive and calming. That's what we need, to have that repetition of the Hail Mary and the Our Father to wrap us up like a warm blanket in those prayers, and to bind us together, to bind us to Our Lady and to the Lord with that chain of prayers, which is strong enough to endure all things, even sickness and death. And so tonight in the Eucharist, we turn before our Lord, present before us, body, blood, soul, and divinity, and we ask His Mother, Our Lady of the Rosary, to watch over those who are sick. And two, it's a reminder for us to pray the Rosary daily, to pray it for those who suffer, to promote the Rosary, to give out rosaries and teach people how to pray it. It is a powerful gift that we are given, something which is all the more effective if we already know and understand and are well practiced in by the time we need it. But if we're not, if we get there and don't know how it works, and all we can do is hold on to the beads and trust that they are the physical embodiment of a promise that Our Lady has made, well, then that's good too. And especially when we think about the Rosary and the sick, we remember that last line of the Hail Mary. Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Praying that throughout our lives, so that when we reach the point where those two things are the same, now in the hour of our death, that still Mary would be praying for us and watching over us and protecting us.